Goal is to analyze a data set that was collected with a simple random sample. Because we have already gotten our data set into WESFAR, we will start our analysis by clicking on the new WESFAR workbook button. This will open up a dialog box from which we can select the data set, and once we've done this, we click on open. For our purposes, we want to make a table, so we select the table button. And we would like to add a single table to our workbook. So we click on the single button. And we will select hospital number as the variable that will be used to create the table. We click on the single arrow to move it over into the selected box, and then we click on add as new entry. You can see on the left under the table set one node that hospital number has been added along with three other branches of our tree. Clicking on these shows you different windows off to the right from which you can modify the output that you'll see at the end of the analysis. For our purposes, everything is set up the way we want, so we will not make any modifications here. Next, we're going to click on the analysis variables node of the tree, and we will select MomSog as the variable that we want to analyze. This selection here will give us the population total and the sum of this variable in our output. Next, we will click on computed statistics, and in this window we can determine what statistics other than the population total and the sum of the variable that we would like to see. For our purposes, we need to know the mean of the variable, so we will call this variable mean, and we will select mean from the drop-down menu, and double-clicking on the variable, in this case MomSog, puts it in between the parentheses, and then we click on the Add as New Entry button. As you can see off to the left, this mean and how it's calculated shows up as a node under the computed statistics. We have now made all the adjustments that we would like to make to get the analysis that we need, so we will click up here on the top on the green button that says Run Workbook Requests. As you can see, no output is shown. To see the output, you click on Requests and View Output. You then open up the nodes of the tree until you get down to your analysis variable node, and this shows you the output. We are interested only in the values that show up on the rows called marginal. This marginal sum of weights value here of 773 is the estimated population size based on this sample. This marginal MomSog value represents the estimated total of the value MomSog. The marginal mean value of 0.92 represents the mean of the variable MomSog.